You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information. The views and opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent those of the network, its advertisers, owners, or sponsors.
It takes about 6 to 8 dates for couples to enter an exclusive relationship. Well, the hot question is, how long should couples date before putting a ring on it? Let's talk about it. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Single versus Married Show. I'm your host, Tisha J. Red, owner of Ave Red Jewelry and Accessories and Red Lux Travel. Today, we have a very, very special guest in the house.
Hey.
My man.
Business owner, celebrity hairstylist and barber, fitness guru. He's everything. Work with comedian Lonnie Love from The Real. Yes. Jay Johnson,
yes.
Major television networks, ABC, with shows like The View, and currently styles Fox 2's very own Marielle Luke. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We are glad to have you.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Well, can I get a couple of dollars since you do all of that?
I just want to get the man's name.
This is Ahmad L.
Hey, in the Ahmad house. L. What's happening, brother?
Hey.
Yes. You know, I was just overly joyed.
Okay? I dig it.
I was overly joyed at the time, so I just gave you all of that and forgot to give you the name, right? You don't need his name. Just know he does everything.
Okay, well, what about your lovely co-host?
Oh.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, Ahmad in the building, so the hell with the rest of us, you know.
Yes, and I almost forgot. I thought it was just the two of us.
We was there from last week.
All right, Willie, so let's go.
Well, okay, as she says, also in the building.
Okay.
Secondarily speaking.
All right.
I am Willie So-So, the street preacher, and to my left is...
Miss Black Bunny Baby.
Hey.
You got your girl, Jay Marie. What's up?
Yes, welcome, guys. So, we're going to do the weekend question. We're going to start with the guest, though. How was your weekend?
Oh, my weekend was great. It was a weekend.
Oh, it was? Well, we like those
kind of
weekends.
We like those kind of weekends.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. I worked... and did a little shopping, the huge.
Did you end up butt naked running down the street or anything?
Isn't that how every weekend ends?
Okay.
Well, the right person.
How I wish my weekends were.
Right. Yes.
Well, I tell you this, I guess I'm the lame.
Yeah, you are.
Oh, because you didn't have a good weekend.
I had you know what? I did have a eventful weekend. It just wasn't popping like, say, Ahmad, or I'm sure Jade's weekend was.
Oh, my weekend got to be lit like that. I be chilling sometimes.
Yeah. That's what you say.
When is sometimes?
And then, next thing you know, I was turned up drinking Douce in the club.
Hey, with Jade, I love Douce.
How was your weekend, Jade?
You know
Give
what,
it to
guys?
Us.
Let me actually recap from not this weekend, but the last weekend. I took my homegirl out for her birthday. This bitch threw up all in my car.
Oh.
I had throw up. Now, mind you, I drive a Jeep, so I had the tops off. And I was driving down the freeway and threw up whiplash to the back of my trunk.
Mm-mm.
So I had to clean up so much throw up. I went through the car wash 3 times. It did not get it off. I had to go in
and the smell.
Oh, my God. I mean, but she is a vegetarian, so that was on my side that I didn't have to smell meat chunks.
Oh.
You know?
Oh,
but
wow.
Baby.
She did reimburse you for...
She definitely did send me some money for my car wash.
Oh, well, that is what a real friend does, because I have actually been in that situation. It was her rental car, actually.
and
So we see Black Bunny be having the turnt ass weekend.
Well, right now I'm a little bit of a grandma because I'm trying to move, so you know you have to be an adult. But I did see Ocean's 8 though.
You did.
Rihanna.
Okay. How was
my wifey Rihanna? Yes, I love her. It was actually really
I'm
good.
Fight you over. Go ahead.
We can fight in the streets. All right, strip down. Let's go.
Make it sweet.
Let's see what this.
But
do.
No, it was a really good movie. It's one of those movies where you see a whole bunch of women have a common goal. Everybody knows their role and does their role right and correctly.
Okay.
And you don't see that in real life that often. So,
yeah. I want to see it. I definitely want to see it. It's on my list.
I did get to do something over there. I went to see Superfly.
Ooh. Oh, you did?
How was that?
I did.
Was it low budgeted looking?
How was Trevor Jackson?
It looked a little poorish.
It was a director X movie, which means it was expensive.
Okay.
Put it that way.
But I'm saying, you know.
But in the same vein, it was a director X movie, so it looked like a big ass video.
Oh. Hey.
You know, I ain't mad at X, but I need X to, you know, stick to the videos. To the videos, you know, because when you go to doing movies, it still look like a video. So do what you know.
So is it a yes or nah?
Is it look, we used to say, is it a fire stick or is it a ticket? So would you fire stick it or ticket?
I had to do it all over again, I think I'd definitely fire stick it.
Fire stick. Oh.
I would. Wow. It wasn't bad, you know, but I could have waited. I could have waited. And to your question, Red, it was Trevor Jackson did okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm an old ass, so I saw the original.
Okay.
And he was sort of kind of true.
About this.
He was sort of kind of true to the role of priest.
He was, okay.
So kudos to him.
Nice.
So was Ocean's 8 a fire sticker ticket?
Oh, that was the ticket one.
Definitely ticket?
That was a ticket. Now, granted, I was probably a little tipsy when I saw it, but
still
a
ticket.
Still a ticket.
Still a ticket.
Well, let's get into it.
While we are recapping, let's recap last episode.
We should ask our guests, do you think, who lies more, men or women?
Yeah.
I think men lie more.
Oh,
yeah.
Some honesty.
I'm glad.
Not me.
All the men but you.
Yeah, everybody.
Hey, and that is a lie, man. Right there.
And my buddy here.
Listen. If you're going to come on the show, you got to side with the bruh.
All right.
You got to innately know how to side with the bruh.
Are you really saying that women lie more?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Based on...
No. We're just better liars. We don't lie more. We're just better liars than you are.
Okay.
Well, listen.
I think that goes one and the same. But let's
no, it don't. Based on our recap. Jay, last time we were here...
What'd I do?
You had a drunken lit night at Nikki's.
Oh, no.
Okay.
I am always somewhere.
You talked about how you were a terrible liar.
I am the shit.
But a damn good investigator.
FBI, CIA, okay, so on that
guys,
ass.
Watch out, okay, if you're dating her.
Because I will pull up the white pages. I will be on your mama's stuff, your daddy's stuff. I will be riding past your granny house. I will
Facebook
figure it out.
Facebook police ain't got nothing on Jay.
She know the name of your third grade teacher.
All I got to do is do a reverse search on that phone number and find out all your relatives. Baby, I will...
All those fake accounts are hers.
Mm-hmm. There's only about four of them.
Hank broke down and he admitted to learning to lie from the women.
Oh, did I say that?
Women.
You said that.
He dated who were married.
Oh,
wow.
Yes.
How much had I had to drink at that point?
I'm not sure, but enough that you gave us that. You also omit information and you call it the truth. Yeah, what's that all about? Preach.
No, I didn't say I
That's
call
what you
it
said.
The, no, I didn't
That's
say I call
said.
It the truth. I said that an omission is different than a lie.
We even asked Siri and she quickly called you a liar.
Don't try to justify
hold on.
That.
Y'all see what I just did? See, now you're getting the hang of it. Agree with the bros. Agree with the bros. Now he's getting the hang of it.
Even Siri said no. That's a lie.
I got Google. I don't mess with Siri.
That probably is because Siri's
that's
a woman,
why we don't
too.
Do Android.
I don't mess with Siri. Oh. I got a Google.
DJ and his big ego.
Enough said.
gets kicked out of Sweetwater. He loses his ring somewhere on a dark and Remy drunk night. So he says, check the cabinets, people.
I can definitely verify the Remy drunk night part. The rest of it, no.
Black Bunny points out why women are forced to lie and the problem with men and their insecurities.
Forced to lie?
Mm-hmm.
That's y'all are forced to lie.
To protect y'all feelings. Right. Oh, wait. Yes. Why men are forced to lie or why we are forced to lie?
No, we're forced to lie to protect your feelings, ego, fragile ego. Yeah, I agree with that.
See why you need to side with the boss?
See now.
See?
I'm sorry. Are you trying to say that men don't have fragile egos?
I did not say that at all. Do. I just said lying to save them is not the way to go.
Yeah,
that's all I'm saying.
I'm sorry. In the words of Jody, I lied to you because I love you,
baby.
Really, we gonna take advice from Tyrese?
That's not the person to take advice from
exactly.
at all.
Exactly.
But at the same time, the line still applies.
But are we saying that a lie to spare someone's feelings is better than a lie just to cover your ass?
No, I don't think it's better, but we just, I feel like
one in the same. We have a purpose when we lie. Men just lie just for the sake of lying.
Wow. That is absurd.
That's not the way it goes. That ain't the way it goes.
But a last recap was from me, Tisha J. Red. I keep all sexual partners on two hands. Well, actually, all women do, I believe.
Seven.
Two hands, all times, guys. If you're asking, it's always two hands.
You lucky number seven,
baby. And I expose the sensitive side of men. So please go back and watch our, listen to our last episode when you get a chance. You'll enjoy it. And tell us what you think. Moving on to our next. Moving on to today.
Okay, why are you tucking in your lip like you Ice Cube about to shoot somebody?
No, I'm holding in my laugh. Because the whole I keep my sexual partners on two hands.
Mm-hmm. All women do.
And that's the biggest damn lie on the planet.
But women always say eight,
but if
nine.
I say, okay.
But
hold on. If
I'm
be like 34, then you're going
to
be like,
to the
damn.
Because I know you're lying.
And this is...
Yeah.
Okay, in my case, it's literally actually on two hands.
This is why I like things.
Yours is true.
Yeah, mine is actually true. I am actually on two hands.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah, I am just... I'm just a sexual free spirit, but I haven't fucked everyone. I just...
Got it.
Dry hump or...
I will make a man feel like he is the king of the world. Okay. I just don't do it to everybody.
That's good.
Need the golden ticket to enter this ride. Thank you.
Fair.
That's good.
Good job.
At least your clit ain't about to fall off.
What?
I'm sorry. If he does it right, it should. It should rocket off right into the stratosphere if he does it right.
We would definitely have a show about that. So, Randy, listeners, if you want to hear more about it, just
Randy is on his phone, not paying attention.
Randy is the engineer.
Keep downloading our episodes.
And I just
I'm pulling up my list.
My man.
Okay, Randy.
Yeah. Randy.
Let's hit the bell.
Randy said, let me count it out. Randy, you better not have a list in your phone.
16.
My man.
Hey.
My man.
Wow.
Yo,
that's unique, people. You know,
and mine is written out because, as we learned last week, also don't ever keep nothing in your phone. Mm-hmm. I took pen
not
and
on
paper
your MacBook.
Oh yeah, that's part of the recap.
Mm-hmm.
Willie Soso loves the delete button.
So you
gotta have
Soso
it.
Now. So deaf.
Got to have that delete button. Got to.
You can always pull it back up.
I'll break the damn phone before you get to pull it back up.
Okay, so
Let's keep it moving
into our episode today, how long should couples date before they're engaged? Like, is there too long of a time? Because I hear a lot of ultimatums out here.
Until they're engaged or exclusive?
Well, we're going to say
Should we break it up into stages? Exclusive?
We can break it up into stages because exclusive turns into engaged real quick.
It does.
Thank you, because I was about to say the same damn thing.
In most cases, when you're dating, when you become exclusive, you're looking for more right away because you've already been putting so much time and effort into this person. So you're like, okay, what's our next step?
I disagree.
So what's real quick? Let's start there.
Okay, not myself, because if you ask me, it took me forever to get married.
I'm trying to find out if me and the dude I'm talking to is exclusive right now. Shit, I don't know.
Why you might be.
Hold on. How long have y'all been dating?
Has it been more than 6 to 8 days, like our fun fact is? Is it more than 6 to 8 days?
Yeah, it's been like 2 months.
Oh, okay, that's nice. So hold on. Yeah. My thing, I am like Joan Clayton. You have 3 months until we're exclusive. At that point, I have those first 3 months to be the biggest thought if I ever wanted to be.
But see,
or be faithful to you.
I'm
one
faithful
of the two.
Right now. I think we're on the same page, but I have not had that conversation. Like, so are you talking to anybody else? Because I'm not, you know. I just feel like he should know that.
He's not going to know.
I feel like once you start talking to me, you are no longer single. And if you act single, we're not talking no more.
Right. Jade, that does not work with most men on this planet. I'm letting you know that right
let's
now.
Let's start with you, brother.
I don't understand why you would be faithful if you've not had that conversation yet.
You know what? Because I feel like when you date multiple people, because I've been dating for a minute.
Okay.
You always end up liking someone more than the others.
Okay.
And so you put more time into that person.
But exclusively?
But you, I don't want to go out and fuck 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 different niggas.
Oh, maybe that's where I'm wired from.
I mean, that's the thing is that a lot of women, when they date, they're usually dating one person.
Yeah.
Just because. Yeah. Just because, like, you want to give that person your time, your energy to see if you would work out in a relationship. If okay. I'm fucking 5 different people while dating you, at that point, how do I know if we're actually going to work out in a relationship? Because I never put you in those parameters to begin with.
That makes sense.
It does.
If I'm talking to you, I'm focused on you, and that's just kind of what it is. That's just how
But
my
I think
brain
that's more of a woman's thing.
Yeah,
I think guys will date a thousand bitches.
Now, if you fuck up that first time or that second or third, then at that point, don't get it twisted.
Two,
it
might be the...
Two.
Just two.
See, I have baseball rules. Like, you, 3 strikes and you out. Or 3 strikes and I just don't give a fuck and I do whatever I want.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Okay, right. Because two can play that game and I'm definitely going to play it better. So
I just don't think there should be a certain time frame. I think that when both people are ready for the exclusivity, that's when it kind of happens.
What if you ride in a car, right? I told my friend this. You'll know that you're exclusive when you ride in the car, you with your dude or whatever you're dating, and he's like talking to his homeboy. He's like, who you with? And then he be like, I'm chilling with my girl. You'd be like, oh, I'm your girl. Like, right. We exclusive now? Like, no?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh.
That.
So, okay. If I'm hearing this correctly, so far we got, it's not really a set number of dates.
I don't think so.
You, when you have that conversation, then whatever the outcome of that conversation determines if y'all exclusive.
Yeah.
Is that the conversation better go
in the right direction or she's going to be out the door.
If the conversation, okay. All right. Let me ask this question. Let's say within those first 6 to 8 dates, because the cart normally gets put before the horse, you get it in with them.
I'm about to say bust it open for a real one.
Hey. Mm-hmm. Hey.
And it's like hey, day, real life. And it's that deal.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So now you sitting up here, you 6 to 8 dates in.
Man.
And you having this conversation. And it's like, okay, so is we on or what? And they like, yeah, let's because you
it
say
must not
red,
have been good, no.
No, well, no, it don't have to be that. They might just be like, I'm good where we at.
It depends on how good it is.
I know.
Because you know what? This is a great segue into our first question for our guest.
See, that's different for me.
Yes.
It's different for me personally because my thing is this. It depends on what tip am I on. If I'm looking for a relationship and you say that shit, then at that point, yeah, I'm gonna feel some type of way.
Yeah.
But if I'm just, you know, I enjoy your company. I'm enjoying your company and, you know, I'm cool with what's going on, you're cool with what's going on, then at that point, it is what it is. And our, like Jay-Z said, our time together is our time together.
Okay.
You with somebody else and you with somebody else. As long as I don't know about it, I don't care.
But I need to find out if it's big or not. the first like week or so.
Say what?
I need the, because I'm going to be upset if we wait 6 to 8 weeks to get it on and I find out that you don't got nothing going on down there. Oh, and I'm going to feel like my time was wasted because I'm going to be like, baby, the bell doesn't work. Where is
well, you
it?
Know, I mean, the I'm right person can work with whatever. No, let's just be clear.
That's not true because I already done been through that experience.
Let's just make sure we get that down for the recap for the next week.
We will.
I'm
we
gonna
definitely
be upset.
Will.
Like, okay, so I waited 6 to 8 weeks and you pull this out? Where's the rest of it? Is it behind the balls?
Oh, wow.
Well, you know what? Let's,
savage
let's move
level
into our
1,
first
1,
question for our guest. Let me look and see here. So, what's the difference between being in a straight relationship and being in a gay relationship? Okay. Is it the same as what Jade is saying here about, are you disappointed when you are in a relationship dating and it's not what you think it is? When you, it, do you have the same, is it the same in straight relationship versus
do
gay?
You want the, you know.
No, no, yeah. I just want to preface it for the viewers and the listeners that we understand why you're asking that question. The reason that that question is being asked, viewers and listeners, is because along with being all world, brother
Hair God,
my,
okay,
brother Daddy. My is bisexual. Yes,
yes, that is correct.
That's why the question was asked. Now, Red, continue.
Well, we'll okay. get the answer.
I don't think there's many differences, not from my experience.
Okay.
It's kind of the same. Like, you know, you want to know what you're getting into. You want to know if it's popping or not.
Oh, so you do want to know.
Whether it's on the gay side, the straight side, the bi side. You just want to know what's going on. It's not really different at all in that aspect. You know, of course, there are differences when it comes to gay relationships just with the dynamics, but not in the like the normal dating aspect of it, like the are we exclusive, the when do we go there type of thing. That's not different.
Did you have a jacked account?
Oh my god. Oh.
Hold on, wait, what? What?
Straightforward, huh?
Yeah.
Hetero cis guy says what?
Hold on, Jack. Jack is basically like Tinder, but for gay men.
Okay, well, you know I'm old, so
okay.
When I was on dating apps, it was more like Adam for Adam.
I know what Adam
so
for
So I
Adam
had
is.
An Adam for Adam
Oh,
account.
You're so late.
I actually met my husband on Adam for
Did
Adam.
You?
Yeah.
I love him.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Y'all was both some whores.
Oh, I was a big hoe.
Yes.
And that's why your husband loves
Give
you.
Give me some.
Oh,
words.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm out the loop. I have no idea what any of this is.
It's like being on Black People Meet
or
for
Tinder
gay people.
Or any of those dating.
So
it's just gay people, though.
Okay.
Or bi or alternative lifestyle.
Oh, gotcha.
Can I ask this question? Okay.
Sure.
So, an inside joke with most women is that men somehow, you know how y'all say that we have our time of the month and PMSing and stuff like that, so we act a certain way. Do you feel like because you've been in a relationship with both, do men have like that time period where it's like, don't talk to me, don't fuck with me, don't do nothing? Like, no, I'm not having it.
See your spouse having Absolutely. That time yeah. of the
like,
month.
I just want to sit at home, watch Love and Hip Hop, and eat Popeyes. Like, yep. That is it.
You just basically described my other half. So yeah, that part is actually the same without the actual physical aspect of that time of the month. It is definitely like, but I think in general, when you're in that kind of a relationship, and when I say that kind of mean an exclusive long-term relationship, you're just going to get sick of each other once in a while anyway.
Yeah.
So that could be misconstrued as that time of the month type of thing.
Are you a top, bottom, or a reverse?
I'm a top.
Oh,
top.
I knew you was a top. I knew it.
Yeah. Viewers,
you
if you
like the top.
Viewers, if you've seen what this man looks like,
he
you would know
fine,
he is the top.
Chocolate baby.
I'm sure the viewers don't even know what that is. So since you brought it
yep,
up.
Yep, because I'm sitting here and I'm like, I've heard the term
this
and
is
I'm
taking a turn.
You see your imagination.
You said I'm
what
hot.
Think
Ladies and
mean?
Gentlemen, I am now officially
the
in the deep water. Because
right.
I'm just going to sit back. Y'all have at it. I'm finna break out the pen and,
well,
and take notes.
A top is a person that gives it. A bottom is a person that receives it. And a verse is a person that does both.
Now, it.
sex, guys. Okay. Take the D.
Okay.
But is it okay? I've heard the statement that if you're giving it, you're not gay. Do you feel like that's true?
That's like a DL lifestyle type of thing. That's not true. I mean, if
I don't think that that's true.
That's
either.
Not true at all. Like,
but you consider bisexual anyway.
Yeah,
because so
I still do find women very attractive. I just don't double dip. And that's what I call it. So I'm not going to date men and women at the same time. So if I'm in a relationship with a guy, that's what I'm doing. If I'm kicking it with women, that's what I'm doing.
All right. My question would be this then, okay. Along that same line. Now, just the way things are.
Okay.
You identify as being bisexual.
Yes.
Cool. Now, ask the average dude on the street.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to say that you're gay.
They are.
What would you consider? Well, I mean, outside of the obvious, how would you respond to that?
I generally don't. Like, if you have your viewpoint on my sexuality, that's yours to have.
True.
But I know what's real. You know what I'm saying? So I will, usually when people try that, I just kind of blow them off, which pisses them off.
And you can see these hands.
But,
right.
Yeah. Because okay. You're not going to whip my
ass.
Let
them know you can see these hands. Yes.
and
don't get it. This is true. Right, I will still F you up.
Oh, and you know what? Yeah. And I'm going to tell you that right there, Jay, that right there is worse because regardless of what he says, how he feels, if he had to put the hands on somebody,
okay,
they homeboys are going, you got me okay. Violated. That's going to be that. And they'll never live that day.
No, they
meanwhile, Ahmad gets to go on with his life.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But
Church, I ain't met.
Okay.
Nice transition into our next question. You were married to a woman.
I was.
And divorced. So yes. How did that work? Were you, when you got divorced?
Hot seat.
I know.
I'm going to swear my hair out.
Okay, now you're going to slap off.
And remarried. Yes. How was that transition from going from a woman to a man?
Did you know that you were gay when you were married?
I knew that I had an attraction to men when I was married to my ex-wife. But at the time, I never acted on it. In the gay world, I'm kind of like a late bloomer. You know what I'm saying? So I didn't start like kicking it with guys until I was divorced from my wife.
Okay. That's fair though. I can
now
yeah,
you said
I knew
you
the attraction
that.
Was there.
So if the attraction was there, did you explore before you got, I mean, what made you just decide, okay, I'm just going to just get divorced, end it, and then start something without actually trying the waters, as we would say, to see if you like it or not.
Well, to piggyback on that, was that the reason?
No.
Okay.
The reason was we just didn't like each other.
All right.
Okay.
And
fair
that's
enough.
Real.
Yeah.
Fair like, enough. Now we can move
right.
on.
And so after the divorce, I was just kind of like, okay, well, I know I have this attraction to guys, so why? What better time to explore it than when you're a free agent? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so I just kind of, you know, tested the waters and opened Pandora's box.
Yes, and that you did.
Right.
So I would love to see what your Pornhub history is
going
to be like.
Oh, wow.
BBC.
Oh, I really want to know what the Pornhub history looked like at that time.
I don't even like gay porn, to be honest.
I'm not watching no porn if they got a condom on. Like, I'm going to turn
so
it off.
No,
I mean, like,
no.
Can you, like, why is there a condom on here? Money, turn this off. You watch porn with condoms in it?
No.
Okay.
I actually, let me clarify that. I don't give a damn if they have one on or not.
Oh, see, I can't watch that. I can't even get into it. As soon as I see the condom, I'm turning the video to something else.
It's something weird. See?
What, Randy?
The surprise condom gets to me. Like, they're all hot and bothered, and then all of a sudden, the condom appears out of nowhere.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
Well, see, that's just bad cinematography, Randy.
Like, where'd that come from?
Came from the sky.
That's just bad cinematography right there.
It is.
You know, I see, it's not so much that you're a porn lover, Randy. You're a movie lover. You want to see a good movie. I see what you're talking about.
No, because I fast forward until I can get to the good part.
There are some bad actors out there.
Yes.
There are some bad actors out there when it comes to
face.
Do we really expect them to act well, though? Like,
yeah,
we do.
Acting porn is pretty cool.
Brazier's got really good actors.
Even if it's a great actor, they don't
look
have
here.
A good script. You know
that's
what I'm saying?
Like, that's
do you
true.
See, I the never whole... really get into the ones that have scripts, but I'm talking about
like
the ones
script.
That, you know, the woman is like dry as all hell, but she's like, ah, 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 and I'm like,
bitch, really? Like, that's the problem. And this is coming from somebody, yes, I have room to talk because let's face it, I am 8 feet of water, so you better have floaties
to swim.
She said
you better swim, baby.
You better know how to swim.
Yo.
Okay.
This was a hell of education. Hey, thank you all for coming out. God bless. Good night. We learned a lot today.
Okay, so with okay.
Back to me.
Yeah, you back to you. Okay, is a butt tighter or is a
oh wow.
Well, we know the answer to that. I mean, yeah, even I as mean, women, I mean, we know.
Because no, it's some blew out. You know, but so I just want to know.
Yeah, there's a few people that have lost their grippers, but for the most part.
Lost their grippers. Their grippers.
Not their grippers.
Oh, for the most part. Right. Oh, I mean,
okay.
Of course.
Is it like Gorilla Glue and Crazy Glue? Like, what's the difference?
Oh, wow.
This is why I love Jay. This is why Jay's weekend is always lit. Nothing, just this is why.
There's definitely a difference. Yeah. So you, I mean, it's obvious.
So
yeah.
Do you think that like if you were to ever date women again, I'm sorry, you would want to have anal sex because I would be upset. I'd be like, no, you're not putting it in my butt.
No, I'm attracted to women for very different reasons that I'm attracted to men.
Okay.
The sex part is kind of just an add-on, if you will, but the attraction is totally different. Like I'm not. Like, I have to have anal sex. Like,
oh, okay. Not... So, but you got to get head, though.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I'm you. Yeah. absolutely.
Okay, so
when you guys may have something in common because Willie Soso, he also may
save that for later. Save it for later. I know where you're going with this. We're going to get back to that. Go ahead, Bunny.
I have a question. So can you describe to the listeners the process, because there is a process to having anal sex. Because here, I have a little story with this.
Okay.
So I was dating this guy. I was dating this guy, and we had this bet. We were playing like some type of board game or whatever. We had a bet that whoever loses has to do their quote-unquote unthinkable. For him, he doesn't eat out. I'm like, oh, okay.
Like vagina?
Wow. Yeah, he doesn't. It was weird. It was weird, but whatever.
Not at all. Even me, the prude in the room right now, is like,
but for me, it was like anal. 12? Like, that was mine. So, I lost, and he tried. Baby. Mind you, no lube.
Ooh.
No foreplay. Ooh. Basically, I almost got jailhouse raped.
Oh no!
The tip was like halfway in before I started freaking the fuck out.
I had one of those experiences.
Oh.
So at that point, I'm not saying that I'm not unwilling to do it.
Miss. No, I'm really getting the pen in the pad at this point. Y'all keep talking. I'm listening.
I'm not unwilling to try it, but if I try it, it has to be with somebody who knows what the hell they're doing.
And
so,
you gotta know.
You gotta go slow. Yeah.
My love.
Uh-oh.
Explain.
Where is this conversation going?
Do you properly have anal sex? Because guess what? This is for straight and bi and gay viewers alike.
That's
anything that you are in, this is for you.
There's no such thing as too much lube.
There. Good point, Randy.
Randy!
For the win.
Randy!
And the winner of tonight's podcast is Randy. Wow, Randy.
Yeah, I mean, Randy is absolutely right. On the flip side, of course, I already said I'm a top, so my responsibilities are totally different than the bottom.
Huh? Is it big?
I'm sorry, have you seen him? It better be.
Oh.
wait a damn minute.
You do not.
Can we get one wall? Just
you
one
do
wall.
Not have to there are no
that.
Walls in this.
Clearly.
Oh,
you know,
ego is big. Just.
Okay, yeah. I'm going to skip over that part.
Yeah.
But yeah, the responsibility is different. So there's a lot of prep that goes into it before I even come into the situation, if you will.
You got to do one of those enemas?
That's what they do.
Oh, that's part of the prep.
I have never done an enema.
Randy.
Randy.
What happens?
Randy,
we could have
been talking to you. I'm mad that nobody else noticed that.
Randy, I've known that the whole time.
I did not know.
Hey, Randy.
I did not know.
Randy.
Hold on, Randy. Me and you, because I already knew. So, that's why I never said anything.
And we're trying to
because I already knew where you were coming from.
I said, let me take the pressure off of me and put it on Randy.
No,
so Randy.
Because I can't give you the bottom aspect, but if
Randy
said
he's Randy?
never done an enema, then I'm assuming that
shower, slip a finger inside.
My brother did say that.
Oh, absolutely not.
He does slip a finger inside and clean it out.
Yeah, no.
Of course not. I'm loving
because
this.
As a top, like you don't want to go swimming into muckie waters.
Ooh.
If you will.
Yeah, no, I get it.
And well, Willie's face right now is
same
priceless.
Thing if it's a straight situation and it's a man and a woman, like if you're about to have anal sex with your boyfriend, your husband, your jump off, you don't want to give him
a chili dog. Baby,
I got that from you.
The terms, though, that's what got me fucked up.
You're gonna pull it out, and you're gonna be so mad.
I don't know if
women prepare. Like, I think that when women get into a sexual situation, we don't necessarily know that this is about to go down. You know, anal style. We don't really know that because it's up to the guy.
We're going to talk about it beforehand because you should have to spring that
up.
We
don't know that earlier in the day because you have to kind of get to the prep to that point. So,
I was anally assaulted.
Okay, hold on. You can't throw that word.
No. Listen.
Loosely.
Let me tell you. You know,
Bunny, we
like,
so far into the deep water that we
maybe
with
about
it.
6 months ago.
Assaulted is not something you.
No,
talk.
listen. Hold on. Like maybe about 6 months ago, you know,
sponsors.
Was,
we still
no,
want
have
you.
To be
please.
Ass right now. Like, that's
no,
where
no,
I'm at. Right now.
I was in a position, you know, where I was laying on my stomach, and he was hitting it from the back, and he was like going really, really fast, and then he went really, really fast and hit me in the ass.
Hit the wrong hole.
I cried so hard.
Yeah. Wow.
Like, I was in the fetal position for like 2 hours crying. Like,
yeah, but that's like basically
up.
Being jailhouse raped. There wasn't any prep. There wasn't any lube
that's
or anything
I mean.
Like
you
that.
To,
like,
really,
you have to.
Yeah.
So men, straight or gay, guess what? You have to prep. You have to do some type of foreplay in that area. You cannot just stick it in. It don't matter how small or how big you are.
I would recommend you doing it with a smaller penis. You can't just go out the gate with the big old boat.
But now I have another question with this. Okay, since you are a top, you're not necessarily, you're doing all the giving in this situation. Well, like, because I know a lot of tops that don't give head.
Sis said no.
No, but I feel like okay. Question: if like, is there a balance? No, this is the thing. Is there like a balance? Because usually, like, if you're like a bottom, are you the one who gives most of the head? Are you like, if you're a top, do you do it?
Maybe
is there some type of balance to this? Is there some type of thing where like this person does this and this person does that one?
I feel like if I'm giving you all, you should at least reward me with some head. Like.
Well, the thing is, the guys that I date, I'm not in the dating scene anymore, but the kind of guys that I'm attracted to would not even want that. They would be considered total bottoms because I'm a total top. And they're not into getting head and that kind of stuff.
Okay.
They get their pleasure
not understand that. And I don't understand that because, one, I am a person, I love giving head and I love receiving head. So, me personally, I don't understand that whatsoever.
Let me ask this question. And for the record, I feel that 100%, Bunny. I feel that completely. I'm going to give, I'm going to receive, and we're going to make it do what it do.
Now, let people ride your face.
Sure.
Oh.
Sure.
Thank you. Thank you for that.
Sure. Why not?
I was wondering.
Why not?
Why do he look like he likes somebody riding his fucking face?
Why not? Why not? Because the shit I'm going to do in return? Sure. My question to you is this. My question to you is this. We y'all talking about tops. Y'all talking about bottoms.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Is this a matter of one person is more feminine or one is more masculine?
No.
Randy says no.
Not in your situation.
No.
Randy.
my man.
The bell is amazing.
Yeah. No.
Oh, we love too.
We got to get another bell. Oh, we do have one down there.
No, because, yeah. I mean, listen, this is my point of view. I'm ultra hetero.
Okay.
So all of this information that I'm getting today is completely over my head. I don't knock it because this is life for people.
Absolutely.
So, you know, hey.
And that's the beauty in having our show, because one of the things that I really wanted to bring to the table was a well-diverse environment with straight and gay conversations where we can all sit down and have these conversations where we can talk about what we do in our relationships
and I'm all the way around. Everybody got their thing.
Yeah.
Oh, good Lord.
I don't think that there's any masculinity and femininity type of that's not a thing when it comes to being a top or a bottom. Mm-hmm. You know, it may just happen to be that the top is a little more masculine and the bottom might be a little more feminine, but that's not the case all across the board. Okay. In my relationship and in most of my relationships, it's been I've always been attracted to guys that can kind of like be unclockable, you know, but
your partner's not unclockable.
Unclockable. Is that some other shit that I need to know?
I have not seen him unclockable.
Hold on, can you please explain that?
Is that another term I need to be writing down?
Unclockable would be like I could be in a room and you wouldn't have a clue that I'm gay or bi or any of that kind of thing.
Yeah, I definitely would know that you were gay if, you know, just
unclockable.
Come sit in a room and, you know.
Randy, do you concur?
That's a new word to me. I didn't know that word before.
Well, I'm sorry. I get my hair done at the salon that Ahmad works at and owns.
Okay, yeah.
And trust me, for like the first year that I was there, I was lusting the hell. The hell. I was like, and then my friend that does my hair is like, you know he's bi, right? He married. I'm like, married to who? And then he's like, to a man, right? I'm like, damn.
All right.
Well, so, I know women still find you attractive, so I'm sure you go through this all the time.
I'm about to say, have you?
I'm sure you do.
Have you been to a strip club with him? When I tell you that is the best thing in the fucking world is to be at the strip club with Mod L. Please, ever find yourself in the same building as him, let it be the strip club.
Can I get the lamb chops, please?
No, speaking of sponsors.
Nothing less.
Speaking of sponsors. Let's get some of these. I'm sure there's a strip club in the city that would love to hear this podcast. Ooh,
okay.
Yeah. I'm sure of it. Coliseum, can
listeners.
You hear me?
Oh, that's my favorite, too.
Coliseum, where you at?
Ace of Spades, Penthouse.
Penthouse.
Which, hold on, the Penthouse finally changed that damn billboard in the front of the building. If you are from Detroit, you understand how big of a deal that is.
Yeah, it sort of stick out. It sort of sticks out.
Okay, listeners, so we had this question that came up on social media today, right? I'm going to read it to you guys. It says, I lived at home for 2 years and managed to save up to $20,000 in my savings. Now, I'm assuming this is the guy. He said, I've been married for about 3 years and brought it up to $45,000. He said, my wife put in $5,000 to bring it up to $50,000. Recently, she went behind my back, took all $50,000 out of the savings and used it to pay off her student loans. Needless to say, I am furious over it. Yes, I understand marriage is not about one person, but seeing as how I alone put the $45,000 in, the least she could have done was consult with me before making such a big decision. Now, I'm considering divorce. What do you guys think that I should do?
Okay, first off, let me bail the hard segue, because we just flip mode like a motherfucker right there. And I ain't mad. But getting down to it, your homegirl was wrong as hell. I don't know. Divorce might be a little extreme, although statistically speaking, most marriages end over money. Mm-hmm. And $50,000, $45,000, $50,000, whatever, that's a lot. So
I think being married, though, you have to share all information and you cannot spend that type of money without letting your partner know.
Yeah, I totally agree.
I would definitely be mad and I don't know when I'd get over it.
Got to make sure you got to trade in the eyes for you, people.
I'm sorry. Am I the only one that's over here that I actually slightly agree that he's considering divorce? Because I'm sorry.
No, I agree too. Like, I mean, I'm married and I would never want my husband to spend that kind of money and not tell me about it.
I don't feel you like have I can to trust tell you me after that.
That yeah, you're doing that.
I feel
that.
Like you broken my trust. And yeah. On top of that, I'm sorry, sweetie, you went to school. I didn't go to school. Right. You're not about to use the money that I saved, because saving money, especially in this economy, is very hard to do. Like, you're not about to say, like, spend my money that I saved and you only put $5,000 into it.
Now, see, that's where I just had an issue. And mind you, this is a single guy talk.
You to the single trade. Woman. So.
Well, okay. Well, there's that. Well, I mean, but you, the way I get it, the way I've seen it, you trade in the eyes for the use. Now, on the one hand, yo, it's bold in the mug. Don't think for 1 second I'm like, okay, we'll get over it, we'll make it back. Nah, that's not what I'm saying. I'm gonna be mad as hell. And it's gonna take a minute. Divorce is not out of the question. I don't know if I'd be ready to detonate the button. Over that, though.
I wouldn't say that I would be ready to detonate right then and there, but my thing is this, is that you broke my trust. You didn't, like, you broke my trust. At that point, if you can do that, then what can you do? Like, what else are you going to do behind my back? Like, that's the thing. If she would have just went to him and said that, by all means, then y'all talk about it and have a discussion about it, what to do. But the fact that you went behind my back, did it anyway, like, no. Like, at that point, I consider divorce, because if you're willing to do that, what are you willing to do?
Fair enough.
True.
Ahmad, what say you real quick?
I agree with Danielle. Like, if you'll do that, what's next? You know what I'm saying? Like, and I'm not willing to keep taking losses because you're inconsiderate.
No doubt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Real talk.
I agree. So I want to thank Ahmad L. for coming out.
Thank you.
Yes. We'd love to recruit him on,
AKA
our,
Zaddy.
On our show.
Yo. I'm not even calling him mine no more. I'm calling him the professor. I learned a shitload today.
We hope that he'll be back for other episodes. We keep our fingers crossed.
Yes.
Follow us on Instagram. We're at SVM Show. And on Facebook, follow our page. We're at the Single Versus Married Show.
Yes, yes.
And thank you for listening.
And thank Randy today.
Yes,
for dropping knowledge on us. That's what I'm talking about.
Randy,
that's how
our
you do
engineer
a show.
Is our unofficial, like,
he's like our
he's part of our co-host. Yeah,
he's part of our cast.
He's the fourth wall guru. That's who he is.
We're missing DJ this week, but I'm sure we'll get him back. So.
Get back to us, cuz.
All right, thanks, guys.
Peace.